Yes. I saw people saying it lacked impact.
What impact do you want? Here's the thing. MGK. I'm sorry.
It's MGK. Yeah.
No. Look, wait.
What is there in the public eye that people know about MGK for Eminem to attack? Eminem has been in the public eye for the past 25 years.
Right.
There's a wealth of shit to talk about with Eminem. Mm-hmm. What do you say about MGK? You're tall, you're skinny, you have a man bun, and you're not as good of a rapper as me. That's it. It's like there's nothing. Like, these motherfuckers really got spoiled by that pushing.
Daddy Hip Hop Conversations, you can here with FIFO, BZ430, Mike C Town. We got a guest, Khan, editor of the Is the Mic Still On podcast. Make sure you guys subscribe to that. Check that out. Here we are.
Did you expect the whole song? Or did y'all expect the whole song?
I did, because he said he was going to respond, so I didn't.
Yeah, but think it could have been a verse. Yeah, I didn't think he was going to spend that.
Yeah,
I guess because MGK made a song.
And I didn't think he would waste his time with a
verse. Didn't we say we didn't think he was going to respond? Oh, no, well, I think some of us said.
Yeah, no, it was out that he was going to respond.
By the time we did our video?
Right, because it was reported in Billboard and other.
You outlets. Said that, yeah, I remember. Yeah. We kind of grazed over it when you said it, because I think I was still like, I don't know if he gonna respond.
Yeah,
to that.
And that's what I was like. Billboard would report it if the source wasn't a credible source. Mm-hmm. So he dropped it. Of course, obviously, our Twitters blew up and people had varying opinions on the quality of the record.
Why does it have to always be an extreme? Why does this one song have to kill or end MGK's career? It doesn't have to be that dark or that great. Like, it just, it doesn't have to be. I just think that a diss record just needs to do exactly what it is. It needs to diss the other person better than they dissed you. And when I started playing this song, it was funny because the wife sent this to me. She texted it to me. I'm like, oh shit, okay, he did respond. But when I was listening to it the first time, the only thing I could hear playing in my head was Mike saying, yeah, the MGK song was in. Because the whole time I'm listening to M, I'm like, oh, this motherfucker. He's teaching MGK really like the difference between being like a true lyricist and just somebody that's putting nursery rhymes together. You threw 5 bullets, I threw 500 bullets at you. You know what I'm saying? So
just I gave you a career just to end it.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it was just so much that going back to the MGK, and again, I just want to let everybody know, I wasn't saying that it was great. I just thought it was pretty decent or pretty good for MGK. I
thought it was whack.
Okay, that's fine. I didn't think it was whack, and I still don't think that is 100%.
Because even
whack.
M says himself, like, it was good for you. Like, he said.
And that's what
that's
we kind of.
What is that?
It is an insult.
I don't understand it's an insult, but I think most people that did like the track was basically saying the same thing. I think it's this good for MGK.
Brady on the curve. No, they were saying that it's a better song. It is a better song. That's the problem with this whole culture that's going on right now. These, and I sound old, and I'll be an old head, I don't give a fuck. These kids don't really understand how disses work. They think that it's who can make a better song, like it's fucking American Idol or some shit. It's about who can out-rap the other guy, who can have the more clever lines. Yep. MGK did make a better song. It's catchy. The beat's more upbeat. I'm sorry, but anybody that's sitting there trying to tell me that MGK out-rapped Eminem, I don't see it for even a second.
Nobody's saying that.
Yes, they are.
Nobody's saying
yes,
that.
Yes,
right?
They are.
Too late for this shit. Too late for this shit.
So we have a younger audience here, so I know you're not like most, you know, 18, 17 year old stuff like that. Like, what's the take in the young community?
It depends on who you're talking to. I mean, so a lot of people I know, they don't really care for him in the first place. And then the ones that do like him, they really thought it was really good. Like my homeboy, we thought it was really good. You know, first thing I heard when the song came on, first thing I thought about was like Marshall Mathers Eminem, just in terms of his voice. Cause it sounds like different. I mean, you know, there's a noticeable difference between like Marshall Mathers' voice that he had, and then like the, you know, revival sounding voice or whatever. He's not yelling, right? It was more laid back, and it was. I what I've been noticing is the issue for most people is like, okay, he throwing out all these crazy words, and that's like the shot they throw. He's just rhyming, which I feel like that's the point of rapping. But if, you know, point is like, but this one, yes, he was rhyming, but it's also, it felt like a more laid back M. It felt like he was talking to his son. Mm-hmm. Like he basically son him.
I got that vibe, man. And I'm telling you, the whole time, I just see this motherfucker with his dreads on, bro. I'm just like, damn, this is what Mike was talking about. Because it just, again, you know, when I heard the MGK song, I was like, okay, this is, I felt happy for MGK to have the ball.
Yeah, no, for real. Yeah, I'm with him.
Yeah.
I give him props for even coming at the most dangerous, like, battle rapper that's in the mainstream, period. I give him props for that.
Right.
And he made a possible jam. Yeah. Like,
you know, when I read out some of the lines, I'm like, I know this shit ain't over the top, but it was catchy. It sounded good on the beat. But then when M comes, it's just like, well, that trash.
I got on Twitter the day it came out, and I made the mistake of saying I liked it. And of course, you know, Twitter is popular to say that anything Eminem does sucks. That's the popular thing to say. So of course, here come all these fucking people. Oh, it's whack and it's corny. Eminem's not saying anything. What in the fuck do you want him to say about MGK? Yeah. They're like, oh, he didn't really like say anything that we didn't already know. And?
Did MGK say anything that we didn't
remember? Exactly! MGK did low-hanging fruit.
Yep.
He said everything that people have been saying about Eminem for the past 5 or 10 years.
You're old, you're yelling,
right, you're
yelling
too much.
Weird beard, you're rich, why are you complaining?
Exactly.
Okay.
And in this song, Eminem, all he had to do was retort that with better wordplay.
Yep.
And that's it.
Yep.
But these motherfuckers, he's talking about is his money and how rich he is.
No, he's
retorting what MGK said. Exactly. It's like, this isn't that hard to get. Like, these motherfuckers really got spoiled by that Pusha T shit. Now they think any diss track that comes out, motherfuckers have to hire a private investigator to find out some shit. No, just out-rap him and let's move on. Like, I even watched Academics and Wayno talking about this shit. And I expected Academics to say some fuck shit. But I was a bit disappointed by Wayno. I'm like,
so what did they both say?
Well, Academics was just like, he didn't really say anything. You know, he didn't really say anything important. Okay, he didn't.
Important.
But what is there that's important to say about MGK?
Right.
You know, they're like, oh, the lines were corny. He's talking about, I'd rather be 80-year-old me than 20-year-old you. Well, yeah, because MGK is not doing anything. Look, MGK will never rap anywhere near as good as M.
No.
MGK would
need, and that was the point.
He needed to get bit by a radioactive spider. He needed a Wakanda shield. Motherfucker would need all five vibraniums.
That nigga
needs
a vibranium.
He needed a vibranium pen to ever rap like M. Like, let's be real. Eminem, like, come on.
Right.
There's nothing that Eminem could really say about this guy.
Yeah.
Just out-rap him.
I will say, though, I think part of the reason why some people are talking about him like this in terms of, like, you know, the song not being as good or whatever is might be also just the stigma that him has had in the last 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I think Marshall Mathers is, like, the best version of Eminem.
Me too.
And that's when I feel like he had, like, the most, like, most impact in terms of music. In the last 10 years or so, he's just been dropping these kind of subpar albums, you know what I mean? And a lot of the time he goes for these pop hits and whatever. And so I feel like that has kind of stained his name. So I feel like anytime even somebody think about Eminem right now, it's like,
they think back like, oh, he made this.
Exactly.
But like, see, those motherfuckers, you can't take their opinion seriously then.
Right.
Because it's like, if you're already like judging it on a bias, then why are we listening to you?
Right.
Like, when I heard MGK shit, yeah, I thought it was whack. But at the same time, I did say, like, okay, yeah, it's pretty good for MGK.
Mm-hmm. These two guys are in this boxing ring, and the only punch MGK has is a jab. He ain't got nothing else in the arsenal. And Eminem got, that man been damn training with Mayweather and Tyson. You know what I'm saying? So he's coming out with power, speed, everything. And when you hear him, because I listened to MGK song, then I listened to, it's not even close. In just terms of the quality of rapper.
Like that, and
maybe that's why I didn't care for it, because of who he was going against.
No, I saw what you were saying. I followed your ass.
Wait, what happened to me? What you do, me?
He became victim of Twitter.
Oh, oh shit.
So what happened, Mike?
Yeah, what happened? Yeah, give us a play-by-play. What happened, Mike?
Somebody actually stuck me in his shit because I didn't see what he said. And he was like, man,
he didn't sound interested at all. It was like, it was forgettable for me. It was just like, okay.
He's saying that now. On Twitter, he was talking that shit. Trick said he can't come back in the
team. All I said was it was average and he sounded uninterested. That's all I said.
But and my whole point was, what in the fuck did y'all want? Y'all really want him to sound angry at MGK?
For what?
For what?
Maybe it's because of the artist.
If he came like this at Joe, I'd be on your side.
Right.
You know how many shots Joe would take and how deeper of those cuts and that impact would be for Eminem to absorb that and then throw it back? I think the opponent has a lot to do 100%. With how this track came out. And again, I'm not saying it's whack at all. I think it's a damn good diss track. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, it's not gonna have that slap in your face impact because of who it's going to.
I saw this on Twitter. I saw it in a couple of different places. But it was a tweet that said Killshot is the name of a movie where a hitman tries to kill a guy with the last name Coulson. MGK's name is Coulson. And that most people probably missed that. I did because I never heard of the movie Killshot. I've never seen it. But that adds to like the layers that Eminem put into this track that obviously I missed and
it's a lot not of just surface. Missed.
And it's like the guy in the movie is like more experienced than the person he's trying to kill or something. I forget the details, but I saw the same shit. Wow. And I'm like, but see, they don't care about that.
They don't.
Because it's not as good of a song.
I know why. Now kind of piggyback off what you said, I'm thinking about it. Like I think part of the reason why this separates this from any other diss that we talk about is, like you said, it's the people who are going at each other. You think about Jay and Nas, those are two top tier rappers right now. You think about, you want to go real far back, you want to think about Cube and N.W.A. Those are like the two of the biggest people in rap at that point in time. Mm-hmm. Couple months back when we talk about even Drake and Push, we always know that Push can come with something, you know what I mean? And so those artists were impactful. When you think about MGK, like just the fact that we are even talking about MGK right now is crazy to
how
me.
How much pub has he gotten? Right.
He's dropping an EP off this.
I was watching the interview, the Sway interview, and there were people in the comment section like, I never heard of MGK until this.
But remember when Big Sean dropped Controlled? Everybody went crazy for Kendrick's verse. Every person that Kendrick named in that song, they Twitter followers went up over 15 to 20%. That's exactly what's happening now with MGK.
How many people are going to be fans after they listen to his music? We don't know.
But that's irrelevant, though.
I could see Eminem's fans loving fucking MGK.
Right.
Especially the fans he's getting
for the past decade. Exactly, you know, yes.
They would probably love MGK's music because he's like Eminem light.
And they might want that.
He's like the Eminem crumbs at the bottom of the bag.
And they might want that type of thing. Yeah.
I mean, MGK doesn't make trash music. It's not for me by any means. But I can see his fans doing it.
What was some other stuff that spiraled from this, right? Like I want to say Royce came out and said something. And what?
That's because Jay Electronica's ass. Jay jumped out the window with a big ass misunderstanding. Like, I was amazed by this. I'm like, what are you doing?
Oh, because of the Diddy line. That's right.
Yeah, and he's like, oh, MGK, I'll lose to you when Diddy comes out and admits he put the hit out on Pac.
Right.
And then at the end of the song, he fucking says, I'm just playing. Diddy know I love you.
Let me ask y'all this, because I was talking to some of my other friends, and they thought that M went too far with that line.
Get the fuck out of here, man.
Thank you.
Get the fuck out of here.
That's what are you talking about?
Look. He said,
it's a battle line.
You will beat me, or I will lose to you when Diddy says he killed Pac.
Which means it'll never fucking happen.
That is the problem with today's rap fans. He said he's gonna come out with a track, and I responded to him and I said it's gonna come out in 2048. And I saw he deleted the tweet. I didn't know he deleted his entire Twitter.
So with yeah, that,
that's and that's why Royce came out.
Okay,
Hip Hop DS reported that, and Complex had it as well.
That's hilarious.
So yeah, he ran. Crazy.
So you think that not make that mistake?
So you think that response from Royce was directed at Jay?
100%.
Really?
100%.
Because what did he say again?
I dare one of you niggas to write something. I'm a light your ass.
Like a jack-o'-lantern.
Mind your business.
Mind your business.
Right.
I'm like, yes, Royce.
He was talking to Jay Electronica. Jordan Lucas jumped in too.
Oh, I didn't see that.
He's like, I'm just waiting for the chance to jump in this shit.
I think it's over. But did you guys see what MGK did? MGK did?
He played himself so hard.
He did.
The shirt, right?
He played himself.
He wore a Killshot shirt.
Yeah.
He was at a Fall Out Boy concert. He threw up a middle finger and turned his back to the crowd and tried to make it seem, and he wrote in the caption, "You missed," or "He missed," or something like that. And all the people were flipping MGK off, but he tried to make it seem like they were flipping Eminem off.
And then the video surfaced of him trying to play Rap Devil, and he's getting booed.
Yes.
Wow.
Not only there, everywhere.
Yeah, it was so loud. Yep, you couldn't tell what's
up. I think it's over for him.
Yeah. Nah, man. It's over for him in this battle.
Yeah.
He should just let that one go because he played himself.
Exactly. It's over for Rap Devil.
If that wouldn't have happened, he might have been able to make a response.
I don't know. I think because you're getting booed everywhere you go, it seems. I don't know how. There's multiple. I saw also that he was getting booed elsewhere too.
I just think that at this point where MGK was in his career, this is by far the best thing that could have happened to him. And I think he's playing his cards exactly right.
Yep.
And M did consider that. I mean, he talked about it in the interview way. He was like, should I? Should I not? But
his pride made him.
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad he did. Like,
fuck it. So what if I make you famous? So what?
Yeah,
I want to talk about you. Yeah,
huh? I think that takes.
I mean, if you got something to get off your chest, why not?
He didn't have anything to get off his chest. That's the point.
But he did though. He said.
But he didn't really.
Who's talking about him?
Yeah.
He said it was bothered.
He was.
He was bothered.
You're right.
I don't really think he had anything to get off his chest because he really didn't say much.
I'm talking about an initial song. On the album.
Yeah, I'm not talking about that. He shouldn't have responded.
Oh, you're saying
the reply to Rap Devil.
Yeah, I feel the same. Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
Right.
Gotcha. You don't think he should have?
No, I said that in the thing. I don't think he should have. It's just pointless.
I guess I'm in it for the sport. I do like it for
what
that.
What sport? There's no sport.
I'm excited.
I understand the competition, right? You know, NFL team playing high school.
Playing me.
I get it.
With a broken foot.
If you look at it that way, I guess I'm looking at it like
it's pointless,
just from the fact that we got track.
What are you going to get?
And we got a track from M.
What are you going to get out of this? You're not gonna play Killshot.
No.
Exactly.
But it's still entertaining on a level.
Mike, come on now. When's the last time M really came at somebody like this? So I'm not. I want.
Now we had more formidable opponents to a certain degree.
No. I understand all of that, and I understand.
That's
the
to their point, though.
And right. I understand the fact that we're not gonna listen to this a week from now.
Right.
However, in the moment, being in the moment in this social media climate of all of this stuff that's happening that we could talk about right now. Yes.
If this was an actual decent opponent, I feel like it would have been a much better jam.
If it was Joe Budden.
If it was Joe Budden, it would have been a much better M.
So you agree with you? We kind of in agreement. I mean, now
he was talking shit.
No, I see. You said the same thing.
I see what you're saying.
He just said earlier that the diss track was weak, but you just said because of the opponent, of course, is.
Yeah, he's kind of with you and don't even realize it.
Yeah, he just said it was weak. Like, diss track is weak. And rap was like, what diss track? M diss track. It was weak. So I'm sitting here like, wait a minute.
You said the same shit I said.
It was weak for M.
That's what
you were saying. You were just like, it's weak and it's forgettable. I don't know why anybody's talking about this shit. And I'm like, yeah.
But you said the same thing, though.
You kind of.
No, I'm not.
You are.
I see why people are talking about it.
But you do agree that it will be forgettable.
That's all I'm saying.
You know what it was? It was in the middle of me arguing with a bunch of people about that and some other shit. And then somebody tapped me like, well, your boy B saying the same thing. I'm like, you can't use B against me.
Hey, man, y'all heard us, man. Let us know what you guys think about it in the comment section based on anything you've heard in here. So, like, we put out a lot of questions.